Welcome to the Whole Truth Broadcast with the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. Apostle Anthony J. Patterson is the General Overseer. For more information, visit us online at theapostolicfaith.org or dial 610-583-2400 or write to P.O. Box 109, Darby, Pennsylvania 19023 in the United States of America.
Forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man had a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye.
You're going to trash. Don't carry. If you have a quarrel with anyone, you hear this, let it go. Don't hold it. All right? Next.
I'll be reading from the 11th chapter of Mark, beginning at the 24th verse. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when you pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. And when you stand praying, forgive if ye have ought against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses.
Amen. When you stand to pray, forgive. When you stand to pray, forgive.
Amen.
Thank you.
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32. And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you.
And now the reading from Matthew chapter 18 and the 20th verse as follows. Then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Till seven times? Jesus said unto him, I say not unto thee until seven times, but until 70 times seven. Let's receive this into his word.
Keep going. You got a whole lot more to go.
Therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened unto a certain king which would take account of his servants. When he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him which owed him 10,000 talents. For as much as he had not to pay, the Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife and children and all that he had, and payment made to be made. The servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. Then the Lord of the servant was moved with compassion, and loosed him, and forgave him the debt.
Beautiful.
But the same servant went out.
Here we go.
And found one of his fellow servants, which owed him 100 pence.
10,000.
And he laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, pay me that thou owest. And his fellow servant fell down at his feet and besought him, saying,
same thing.
Have patience with me.
Same thing he said.
And I will pay thee all. And he would not. He but went and cast him into prison. To we should pay the debt. So when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry and came and told unto their Lord all that was done. Then his Lord, after that he had called him, said unto him, O thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all that debt, because thou desiredst me. Shouldest not thou also have had compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee? And his Lord was wroth, and delivered him to be tormented, till he should pay all that was due unto him. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if you from your hearts forgive not every one of his brother their trespass. Richest blessing to the reading of the Holy Word of God. Jesus.
Now comes the preacher.
Yes.
You've heard the record.
Yes.
Yes.
You've heard now what is written.
Yeah.
How does it apply to you? How is it now preached? Here is the man came to God that owed 10,000 talents, and it was forgiven.
Yes.
The question is, how often should I forgive someone that sins against me?
Daily.
Listen to the words. And you were born in sin and shapen by iniquity and owed the enemy the life. Because of the God, you were indebted being born. When you got that first breath, Sister Dixon said, these people talking about some second and third breath. What are they talking about? Talk to my husband. He said, well, we'll find out soon. Keep on listening. He'll tell you. The first breath made you a living soul.
Amen.
When you came out of your mother's womb, you were not living until you got a breath from God.
Amen.
In your nostrils, you woke up.
First breath.
Number one.
Yes.
Second breath is when he breathed on you and you received the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
That's breath number two. The third breath is when you stand before God, your bones stand. And they're going to wait for that third breath.
Yeah,
and when you breathe, you're going to get that body that lasts forever, and you're going to be with God for eternity.
Amen.
You need all three.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to get the first one. Every soul won't get the second one. But everyone needs that second one to get
the third
one.
Yes.
Understood?
Amen.
Yes.
All right. I hear y'all saying it, so maybe you understand me.
Yeah.
But today I want you to understand with that second breath, when God forgave you of all your sins, that's like 10,000. You couldn't pay it, so you got to give your mama, your daddy, your brother, your sister, you got to give everybody, sell them all. My God, I'll make a lot of money if I can sell them 12. And I'm just left. Maybe I have enough to pay my debt. But here, the man fell and said, have patience with me, Lord.
Worship him.
Have patience with me.
Yes.
I can pay the debt. And that's where you are with God now. You're asking the Lord to have patience with you. And he's already said, I've forgiven you.
Yes.
You don't owe nothing. Your balance is zero. You don't owe a devil nothing. By the grace of God,
yes,
you have a balance zero. And when you reckon and when you reconcile every day, you make sure that balance every night is
zero.
If you please, though, 100 pennies?
Yeah.
I'm going to say pennies, but pence is not quite the same. But you understand pennies.
Yeah.
$10,000, 100 pennies. You understand? I'm going to talk in your language.
Yeah.
Your balance is zero, and somebody made you angry, you put 100 pennies on your account.
Mm-hmm.
100 pennies, $1. Elder Gerald said, that's $1. One. Verses 10,000, he forgave you $1. You leave on your account, now the Lord has to reconcile and you forgot it. Where you go? He said, to the tormentors.
Yes.
For 100 pennies? Who in their right mind would do such a thing? Nobody. So what I'm asking you to do is, when the Lord has paid your debt, then don't let anybody put anything on your account.
Amen.
Don't let anybody charge anything to your account. Forgive. Love one another.
Yes.
Come together. And if there's a disagreement or a quarrel, finish it then and walk away. Thank God, I'll pray for you as you pray for me. We're not going to let this go past this moment, because I don't want what you get ready to do. Put it on my account and I forget it. And I wake up and the Lord say, there's 100 pennies and you're out of balance. You did not ask me to forgive it. He said, if you ask me, he said, I'm faithful to forgive.
Yes.
Now, if he got you going 490 to your brothers and sisters, how many times do you think you can go to him during the day?
Amen.
How many times can you mess up and the Lord fix it?
Yeah.
I need you to think this day.
Yes.
The power that God has put in you to forgive.
Yeah.
He's on the cross.
Amen.
He humbled himself. What? God on a cross with the power to kill everybody that's out there and looking.
Amen.
And come off of it and suspend himself and say, nah, 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 nah. No, he stayed there because you were coming.
Yes.
Yes.
He wanted to give you the forgiveness of your debt.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
You have to be.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Because when this soul was born the way it was, the Lord has already made provisions, as you said earlier. He's already gone ahead of you to make your way safe back to him.
Yes.
And you're going to let 100 pence get on your account. You are forgiven of all your trespasses. And somebody's angry because of something you did, and you can humble and say, forgive. Ask them to forgive. You then must say, must. There is no thinking about it. There's no waiting for it. There is, I forgive you. From the heart, he said. From here. I forgive you and let it go. I'm not going to remember it. I'm not going to think on it. The brother was trying to make me remember something that happened to me in Dallas. I said, brother, I don't even remember it. He said, Bishop, how you don't remember? I don't remember it. He said, but it was, I don't remember it. Don't remind me. I don't even want it in my spirit. If it's gone and God has taken it, I don't want to remember it. Because he said, I won't remember. It is thrown in the sea of forgetfulness. I'm going to leave it there. I'm not going swimming for what people did to me.
Yes.
God will repay. It's on their account, not mine.
Yes,
my balance is
zero.
Amen. I don't owe the enemy nothing. He said, whoever you lend your members to obey, that's whose servant you are. I will not serve sin.
Yes.
Amen.
Neither should you.
Amen.
God himself, when you said forgive, he said, I'm faithful to do it.
Yes.
He said, go be washed. You said, what do I do? He said, be baptized.
Yes.
And you went to the water and you got the remission of sins.
Washed. Hallelujah to God.
Without the shedding of blood, that would have not been possible.
Yeah.
And then he said, now you tarry until you get some power from on high, and I'll keep you all the days of your life.
Amen.
Think about his words to you. I'll keep you all.
Amen.
I'm just so moved when the testimonies come and I'm watching Sister Dixon's face and she just smiled. Elder Jill was talking and her heart was just happy because I could tell by her face. She's like, Come on, brother. You got to talk, brother. Move it up. Move it up. Like he said, I haven't cheated anybody. She said, go on. I haven't done this. And she said, and that's what the testimony is supposed to do. It's supposed to move here.
Yes.
My record is, my balance is zero with God. I haven't done anything against anyone that I owe them anything. I don't owe the devil squat.
Amen.
What about you? What have you done that you can say, oh Lord, you have to get it off that account before you rest?
Yes.
Lord, please, yes, forgive me.
Yes, Lord.
And what you think he's going to do?
Forgive.
Yes, Lord. Oh, I got some believers.
Yes.
You know he will?
Yes.
He's faithful at it.
Yes.
And you must be just as faithful when someone trespasses against you.
Yes.
Your nature is the whole thing. But he's saying, let it go.
Let it go.
Yeah.
Let it go.
Let it go. 30 years ago, we were thrown out of the temple. We had to let it go. Look at us today.
Amen.
We stayed there long enough for someone to come in our company and said in 2000, such and such and such, I was sick. They got a record of all my sickness.
Yeah, right, right.
They got a record. They said, you shouldn't even be standing. Yeah. I am.
Right.
I'm proof.
Yeah. Yes.
But where's your dementia? What dementia? I met my Heavenly Father that gave me a more perfect way to think that made me so free in him. I don't know what you're talking about. He is not coming in the company of saints. Saints. Said I had to let it all go. They said, you need to go to the ER. That's what they told my sister Anne. They said, your blood. She said, ma'am, you don't feel faint? No. They said, well, you know you have multiple myeloma. They said, you need a blood transfusion. She said, think of something else to do. She said, we ain't doing that.
Amen.
They thought of something else because of her God.
Amen.
And they had to say that her God did it. Yeah. It was her God. Why? She believed to get over multiple myeloma when they told her she had 6 months and it's been years.
Yeah.
And she's a few months from the promise.
Yeah.
And her faith is, I'm going to make it.
Yeah.
And I told her, if she can make it,
yeah, I can make it.
I can make it.
Yeah.
When no one in this position in the church has made it, I have to make it.
Yeah.
I have to make it.
Yeah.
Because I believe God.
Yeah.
And if he can do what he did for you,
yeah,
and that is now part of the chronicles of this church.
Yeah.
Everything else was written by the women and stuff that happened in the scriptures. What do you think is happening today?
Yeah.
You are now on the pages of hearts.
Yeah.
This is on paper.
Yeah.
Hearts now have it.
Yeah.
Hearts have it. Yeah. Say, I remember this sister that was sick unto death, she said. And if the Lord can wipe out multiple myeloma.
Certainly.
Certainly. He can take care of what's wrong with me.
Yes.
And now you got to turn to your God.
Yes.
And when you turn to him, he said, I can heal all of disease. And you turn to him and say, Lord, let it be done unto me. And he began to work from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet until your fingertips. That's the God you serve.
Yes.
So as it come off the pages of the book and it's being manifested in your life, he's telling you, I have forgiven all of your trespasses, all of your sin that you did against me. That's God. You sinned against me, he said. I have forgiven you.
Yes.
Yeah.
I have forgiven you. You owe me nothing. Now turn and give what I have blessed you. Bless someone else. Don't hold anything at their charge that you will be the cause of someone going downward and getting to the tormentors when you are going to hold on to it. And you have to turn back to God yourself.
Yes.
Today won't be a long meal. I'm serving raw vegetables. Period.
Yes.
That and lemon water. It's that simple today.
Yes.
I don't need to stomp down long time preaching. You heard what the word said from these?
Yeah.
Let's culminate it into one thing. What are you going to do with it? Because something is going to happen either today or tomorrow.
That's
going to Ellen say, it's waiting on you. Ask the sister back there that just got a nice house.
Mm-hmm.
She wouldn't have got the house if it wasn't for me. It was me. She had left her husband. She said, I ain't going back to him. I don't care what you say, the Lord say, or nobody say. I don't gave him two chances and I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
She was walking by me in her nice Christian Louis Vuitton shoe. I'll never forget them. And I saw the red bottoms kick up. Boom! Fell on the floor. What she ain't gonna do? Hit that concrete. That was the first time. Second time, she getting out of a Uber or whatever. Boom! Hit the floor again. I saw the second time. Now you got to fall three times or you're gonna go get your man. She drive up, the man at the door waiting. He said, I've been waiting on you, baby. All these years.
Yeah, that's right.
To hear the man you love that loves you say, I've been waiting on you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you've been out there cutting the food talking about what you're not gonna do. And the Lord is already ahead of you. The house you told him he wanted. The house you told him how you wanted it laid out. The Lord has it in. You do my will, I'll do yours.
Yes.
Do what I ask you to do, you do it.
Amen.
Went back and got him.
Yes.
Sold a house in record time in Atlanta. I heard all this stuff they got. I should have went to a yard sale. Because I would have got some of them in the elephants. I think it's elephants or bear. Ow. I'm all wrong. I'm in the wrong species. I went to her house. She had owls everywhere. She had cases and cases and cases and cases. A little tiny owl. Thousands of them all over the place. What do they do? What do you do with the glass ones, the brass ones, the green ones, and the brown ones, and the... What do you do with them? Look at them. You can't remember them all, but she did. So I said, where you got this one? She knew exactly where she bought it from. Go grab another. I got them from such and such and such a place. Oh, somebody gave me that. But she knew all of them. But she had to pack all that up. Get out. And I heard today the Lord provided a place for 4 weeks for her and her husband and all her junk. I heard it today. And then the Lord moved her into this 2 acre or something house. Why? She had her husband.
Amen.
I enjoyed it too, brother. Somebody gonna talk to me today. Come on. And she couldn't even testify without it. And I'm sitting there going, Lord, how marvelous are you that she got to hold on to him to talk to you. It's about time. Some of you others should understand. If you hold on to us, maybe the Lord will talk to you. Instead of trying to push us away, hold on to us. So my God will be your backbone. She said, that's my backbone. I ain't gonna let you forget. Now, I'm gonna see you a lot often too. I'm gonna remind you every time I see you. I'm gonna be like Paul. Every time Paul turned around, he was testifying. I was on my way to Damascus. And I got knocked down. Every time he turned around, Paul was reminding somebody what God had done. That's what you're doing when you're coming to the company. Say, why is the sister calling her father? I'm telling you why. So when the Lord has now blessed them, they've been blessed so they can come and tell you the Lord is waiting to bless you.
Hallelujah.
But you got to make sure that you have done the will of God.
Yes.
What did he ask you to do? Bring that balance down to zero. If he did it, he wiped out everything on your account. Everything you had... I just need you to think about what happened yesterday. I'll give you time to calculate. Just think about what you did yesterday. Anything stronger than this here? I'll wait for it. You thought about what happened yesterday? We waited for Brother Keith there. We go, Brother Keith, we were waiting on you. Oh, yeah, I know you do. Just yesterday, what did the Lord have to wipe away from what you put on the account? He wiped it off, though, didn't he? We're not going to go back any further. But the Lord has been good to you, that everything you've done and you ask the Lord, please forgive me, he has
done it.
Or the balance is zero.
Yes, Lord.
Say, now go on and sin no more. Live a righteous life. Why would you bother that? Why would you mess with that? Why would you put something on the account? And leave it there. And then you go to the dust and you got to go to the tormentors for a dollar. Nehemiah said, for a painted fingernail. Why? I need you to think of it just that simple. And I just want to give it to you as simple as I can. And Elder Martin reads it from the record. And I woke this morning being tormented by what is the possibilities my flesh to say when I walk in the 22nd and bang with what they could do to me. And I told the Lord I didn't care. This can be given to the smiters.
Yes.
This can be given to what they think they can do to this. But my balance with God.
Amen. Zero.
I'll rise again. Bishop Shelton said, you cannot keep a good man down. I will rise again. But God has gone ahead of me and made my way safe. And he will do the same for you. When God said, I'm coming for a church without a spot or a wrinkle or any such thing, how would that church be found in such a state without him? He said, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and present. I need you to think about what is written. It's got to be here. I will present you. You know you got faults.
Hallelujah.
But the Heavenly Father said, I will present you.
Thank
you. You don't owe me nothing. But Lord, I got a fault. I got caught in the very act. He said, who called you? Where are they? They still in the ground dead. I'm here with you, Lord. Okay, well, come on. Let's go. What he see? I can't preach to you your sin. God's going to get rid of that. Amen. You've been washed. Amen. What am I looking at your sin for?
Amen.
I want to preach to your bones and tell your bones they're going to live again. Yeah. I like the excitement of talking to bones that's going to quake and move and stand up before God and say, I'm ready now for that third breath. Yeah. Come on, breathe on me, Lord. Yeah. Breathe on me, Lord. Yeah. Breathe on me, Lord. Yeah. Hallelujah. I've had the trial of life. I'm just waiting on that last breath. Yeah. Don't keep count me right. Oh Lord, somebody come out. I need you to find me fault. I need you to present me to yourself. Hallelujah, God, just wash me. Let your words wash me. Come on, do what you promised. Let my bones live. I don't have enough tongues. I don't have enough time to tell you what the Lord has done for me. A chief sinner, as a man of God said, but God himself in due time came.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
and washed.
Yes,
Lord. Yes, yes,
Lord.
My God, hasn't he washed you?
Yes, Lord.
If you look at what you have done and say, God don't see it. Can you imagine what the Lord has covered with his blood? All the things that you've done against God Almighty. And you can't say that God don't see it, but I know I did it. But the Lord said, I don't see it. That makes your mouth open and say, hallelujah, hallelujah, to the Lamb of God that took away all my sins. Yes. You know he took them away because he gave you joy. Yes. Make your feet on a stand. Yes. Make your mouth on a say, I glorify the Lord. Yes. Make your hands on a make a joy. It just make you want to move. Yes. To know that God has covered me with his feathers and under his wings shall I trust. Yes. I'm going to trust every word that he said. I'll present your faultless before my presence. When my glory appear, I'm going to have you with me as I descend and as you ascend. I'll meet you in the midair. Somebody believe that what was written aforetime was written before our learning. We're going to have patience in the scripture and believe this good thing is going to happen to us.
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah to God. Thank you, Jesus.
I want you to walk away from here today believing that this is going to happen to you. Your mortal body shall be quickened. It shall be changed in the batting of an eye. You're going to be glorified because he's going to present your faultless. And I know you can think of all the things you did all your life, and God has wiped it out of the record. It does not exist.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Lord.
He said, I'll be like you know.
Yes.
I'll take you and make it that you will never wrapped in sin. I'll take you because you believed me. I'll make it that you never was in this. I'll snatch you out and quicken you.
Hallelujah.
Your mortal shall put on.
Hallelujah.
Come on, talk to me. I need you got to talk to death itself because you don't owe it nothing. You can ask death where is that? Ask it. Where is your stick? Where is your victory? Where is your victory that you're going to have over me?
No,
my heavenly Father has already gone down to hell and got the victory for me, and the body that came up, he put me in it. As they start getting their bodies on the day of Pentecost, I got put in that glorified body, and I'm standing at the right hand of God, waiting on the power to be quickened in my mortal body. I'll be like Stephen and say, Lord, receive me.
Glory be to God. Yes, Lord.
What do you think this book was written for?
Yes.
To condemn you or to make you free? It's to break all the chains.
Yes.
Hallelujah to God. It's to make you think about when you're down and about to eat wine husk. You remember what your Father in heaven has and been telling you he had for you, and you turn and he's going to leave his kingdom and come down and get in you.
Glory. Hallelujah to glory.
And prepare a feast just for you. Come on.
Glory.
What would you rather have? An account with 10,000 or a count of zero?
Zero.
But you didn't let people then add to your account and use your account. Hallelujah to God. And just put stuff on and you're unaware.
Yes.
You have to keep going to your heavenly Father every evening before you close your eyes to rest. That's why they call this the reconciliation gospel. Reconcile it. Say, Lord, forgive me. Have patience. Have patience. I know what I got to do, but you know what I ask you to do. If I made a mistake and it's still on the record, I need you to be patient. I know what I've done. I know what is on the record, but you got to have patience with me. You know what you can do to keep my balance at zero. I have no power. I did it. I know I'm wrong, but Lord, I need you to have patience. If it's not today, you can do it tomorrow. If not tomorrow, perhaps the day after. But I'm going to leave it to you. I'm going to leave it to you. You know what I've done. I ask you to forgive me. Now I ask you to have patience with me until I know the balance is
zero. Glory be to God. Yes, Lord.
And when you put my balance at zero, I'll do all in my power to maintain it daily, because I know that every morning that I wake, your mercy stars anew. Every morning. Every morning your mercy stars anew. If the Lord comes for his church now, he can't leave it. Your faith has made you whole. Go home believing something. Go home taking something from the Word of God, that it wasn't just put on the pages of the book for naught. You grabbed it. Because he told him before he closed out the last book of the apocalypse, if somebody find these words, then what's it going to happen to you?
Yes.
But if you don't believe it, you want all the plagues of the book? Or you want the blessings of the book? Then the blessings are yours.
Amen.
They belong to you. They are your inheritance.
Yes.
And if anybody preach otherwise, they're anathema to the sacrifice of the cross. The cross is to forgive. Peter, all of them. They did wrong. Peter and Paul and said, oh man, we were the chief sinners. Paul here killing saints because they believed in the Christ. He had permission to kill them until the Lord said, stop it. Turned it. Brought his balance to
zero.
Zero.
All the ones he killed.
Zero.
Zero.
Zero. And he turned to you and started telling you, I have been forgiven. Let's not try to live under Moses' law. Do you know people died under the mouth of two or three witnesses? They could be liars. And they came and said, I saw Kenny doing such and such and such a thing. And another liar said, I saw it too. A pile of stone is ready. And they are duty bound to stone you to death. And you are innocent. And who want to live under that? When they can, Kenny can say, Lord, forgive me. And the Lord said, Kenny, forgive what? What you talking about?
Amen.
He said, I did such and such and such a thing 10 years ago. 10 years?
Yeah.
You want me to go back? Really? 10 years? And do what? Kenny, I've forgiven it before you ask.
Yes.
That's the mindset of God.
Yes.
And if anyone to hear his testimony, I sat and heard his testimony in two sittings. It took that long, and I ain't got it all yet. But in two sittings, I got a lot. He said, man, if I can tell you the things, and I'm eating my pig feet, and I'm eating all this stuff, I said, Lord, you know, I ate pig feet in my life. What in the world is this? And I'm eating them. And Kenny talking. And what Kenny is telling me, and I'm seeing how the Lord has blessed him and kept him when he didn't even keep himself and he didn't care about God's temple. God kept it. He'll tell you, it was God.
Yes.
He wouldn't have been here today. He testified to me of his friend that did the same thing that he did. He's here.
Yes.
Why is he here? For you to look at it and for him to tell you.
Yes.
He must testify to you. God kept me.
Yes.
And write it on the tables of your heart. So when you walk away from here, you say, my God, all that he did, he said, I was a chief sinner. But today I've been washed. Now who's going to take dirt and throw on it? Not us. Not nobody here. Not here. Not until I see it.
Amen.
Don't let me see you picking up dirt and stones. I'm going to help you. My job, my father said, I'm going to help you. That's my duty, to help you live a life that counts
for Christ.
For Christ.
Amen.
And that life starts with you turning and saying, I forgive, even before that person asks.
Yeah.
Your duty is, that's not going to be on my account.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
My balance?
Zero.
When you do your bank account, all you spend and all that came in, I know what came in did not help what was. Some of you say, I'm in the red, I'm in the black. Wherever you are, when you get through, that bank account is going to be balanced at zero. Because you got to pay that bank what you spent over what was in it. But when you balance every month, it's in balance. Reconcile. Your life must be the same.
Yes.
Count it a blessing that you heard today from the Word of God. Forgive. When you pray and you stand to pray, forgive. When someone is trespassed against you, forgive them. Don't hold it. When the Lord has forgiven you 10,000, you can forgive 100 pence.
Amen.
It ain't much.
Amen.
Amen.
If they come at 7 times 70 a day, your mercy must start anew the next day. So they got that same person
all over again.
They got 400 and 90 more times to get on your nerves the next day. And Sister Linda said, that ain't much. She said, oh wait, they can do it. Some of these crazy people right here, oh, they can do it. They just keep coming at you. And she just counted 1, 2, 350, 351, 400, 488, 499, and the sun goes down. Next morning,
start at
zero. Oh Lord, if I could have just caught that one. So,
yes.
Cross wiped out yours, you wipe out whatever's done to you.
Amen.
What Kenneth Shelton did to the church, God will get him and pay him.
Yes.
Not us.
Amen.
God will pay him for what he did to the church.
Amen.
God, how are you going to pay him when he stole all the churches? What you going to do it? If he sell headquarters and it'd be a pile of rubble when you get it, what you going to do it?
Amen. The Lord give it.
But God will get it.
The Lord take it away.
God's going to get it.
Bless him. Be the name of the Lord.
God is already getting it.
Amen.
All right?
Amen.
Small message. Powerful, I hope.
Yes.
From the heart, he said, what you must do from the heart, not lip service, from the heart. You must forgive one another.
Amen.
And I told him, I have nothing against Kenneth Shelton or none of them. I don't, what? They did against God, me.
Amen.
They did God's service for me.
Amen.
Kicking me out so I don't have to hear that foolishness.
Amen.
He did me a pleasure.
Amen.
I thank him, Lord. What am I holding against him? Nothing. God appeared.
Amen.
Who's the avenger?
God avenges the wrath, said the Lord.
All right. Thank you all for coming to my dungeon. I love my cave. So let the storm pass. Let all that go by. Yes. Oh. I guess the people said that the end of this thing, his thing is all flipped. Go ahead. You waited long enough. I tried to give you a short message. We got to pray the Lord to put you on a diaper. Don't they have the pins for us big men?
Yes,
they do. You got to get him. So the thing is, what kind of man is it? He gonna put the pins on that big old man. He gonna mess up my message. Yeah, he better get some depends. Didn't somebody say keep your foot before I started? He said, nah, I got to go. Go! Thank you all. And can you imagine all 13 of us? The baby now in the club of 50s. I know she don't look it. That God knows I don't look 64. I feel it. I feel ancient as Abraham, because I'm just about as old as he is for what is in me. But the Lord has blessed all of us. My parents left a legacy. They raised us a certain way to look after each other. We were each other's best friend. And when Elder asked you, tell you we were the best friend, we were. Our parents didn't let us go in and everywhere, in anybody's house. But we can go there.
Amen.
I probably sometimes spend the night more at his house than I was in it or other, and I would take over his bed. He had to kick me to the wall. I'd be all over the place, just resting. And when I almost got shot by a police officer, I fainted. Mm-hmm. All I saw was the barrel of a gun.
Yes.
They thought this man had stolen from a service station, and the car, the attendant grabbed the car, and they were dragging him. And when they drug him, he fell out in front of our car, so the cops thought we had hit him. Mm-hmm. And the man came and he opened up and I click, click, and I said, bloop. And my mother was on a flight to Philadelphia to the women's conference. As soon as my mother landed, she said, something is wrong with one of my children. I speak the truth in Christ and lie not. My mom says, something is wrong with one of my children. She was in a panic. And they told her it was Tony. And they told her what happened. She said, oh, thank God. I was in the closet. He said, I'm on the way. And I'm in Gainesville and he's in Jacksonville. It was about an hour 45 minutes. I don't know what happened at that hour that I just thought this man was going to shoot me for no reason. But the Lord kept me until my backbone. My backbone arrived. And he's been there all of my life. And when he tells you, he gave me the courtesy to go to my position without saying, I'm your best friend, I've been your friend. He's never opened those words to me. Go do your job.
Amen.
Amen.
Go do your job. But he prophesied. That's why I didn't get here by circumstance, Kenny. He had Bishop Johnson's picture, he had Bishop Shelton's picture, and he had my picture on his dresser. And he was in tones, pointing to Bishop Johnson, he went to Bishop Shelton, and then he pointed to me. He went from Bishop Johnson, he did like 6 or 7 times. And then he took me to the door, pushed me out of his room, shut his door, and his parents said he talked in tongues until he went to sleep. Mm-hmm. And I called Bishop Shelton. I said, Granddaddy, he said, what is it, grandson? I was just in hysteria because, see, his brother James had messed my mind up. James told me Joe was crazy. So he sent James to get me from my house. And my number 6 was with me, and I got in the car, and James said, Joe don't lost his mind. So I'm getting that saying, Joe lost his mind. So what was going on? I wasn't fully there because I'm saying he's crazy. But when I got to Bishop Shelton, he said, don't give me the commentary. He said, just tell me what happened, what was going on. And I told him, I said, the brother's in tones. And he said, what was happening? I said, he was pointing to Bishop Johnson's picture. He pointed to your picture and he pointed to my picture. And he said, what else? And I told him, he said, oh, grandson, he said, he's going to be all right. And you're going to be all right. Now, he didn't tell me what all right was, because we didn't know what none of that meant. But when the Lord opened our understanding, he said, I let go millions to become a pauper for you, to give you this carnal for your spiritual life till I can put it in order, so your balance will remain at zero. So he put power in the church. He said, whosoever sins you remit, bring that thing to zero for me. Open your mouth and say they are remitted. Whosoever sins you retain, their account will still be due. But not you. Mercy has met us. and let his grace be sufficient that you need nothing else.
Amen.
All right?
Amen.
We're good?
Amen.
We're good?
Amen.
When we say the word hallelujah, that word only means glory to the Lamb of God, the cross, that took away all my sins. That goes to the Lamb. That goes to the sacrifice that made your balance
zero.
So every time that word comes out of your tongue, the Holy Ghost let John hear it. He said, there was a number. They just kept saying, can you imagine when your body has changed? You you won't be from the Presbyterian church. You won't be from the Catholic church either. Count beads. There's not a dance in your feet.
Yes.
Ooh, your heart will be so glad I made that the Lord counted me worthy. That feeling that's anticipated must be felt now. And he'll wipe it out. Build your back up. You saw your sister when she was broke down?
Yes.
He said, I remember. Broke down. Everything the doctor told her she had. It was like Brother Marcus. He lived in my house and he worked at medical coding. And every disease he typed out, he thought he had. He would come home and had read about a disease. And I said, what disease is that? He said, I don't know, but I think I got it. How do you think you got it? He said, I think I got the symptoms. Why everything you type you got?
That whole page
of stuff. A doctor said, I think you're going to die in 6 months. You said, oh, doc, I got 6 months. What most people do? Die in 6 months. They believe them.
Amen.
You must believe God.
Amen.
God has the power of your breath.
Truth Gospel broadcast of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith.
Visit our website at www.theapostolicfaith.org.
Dial 610-583-2400 or write to us at P.O. Box 109, Darby, Pennsylvania 19023 in the United States of America.
Gracias por escuchar al programa Toda Verdad, Iglesia del Señor Jesucristo de la Fe Apostólica. Ven con nosotros porque te haremos bien. Nos pueden visitar en la página web www.theapostolicfaith.org.
Merci d'avoir écouté la mission de radio de l'Église du Seigneur Jésus-Christ de la Foi Apostolique. Venez avec nous. Nous vous ferons du bien. Pour plus d'informations, visitez le site www.lafoiapostolique.org.
Děkuji za poslouchání našeho rádia Pravdě Pana Ježíše Krista o apoštolské víře. Více informací naleznete na adrese theapostolicfaith.org.
If you are listening to this broadcast during the day, then have a good day. If you are listening to this broadcast during the evening hours, have a good night.
Dressed in my white robe, John told me, saying, hallelujah, 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 I praise the Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah, I praise the Lord. Clapping up my hands, I will praise Him. Let him see me. The Holy Ghost. Let him see me. see me, say hallelujah, 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 praise the Lord, to the Lamb of God that took away my sin, to the Lamb of God that pardoned me, I will say hallelujah.